Okay, well, boys and girls, I'm going to give you a wee clue. We're going on a wee bit of a journey tonight, and we're going to go somewhere, but I can't tell you just yet, because I'm going to give you a wee clue where that might be, and I'll show you just now. So wait a wee see. Where are we going to go? Well, give me a wee second, because this is a wee clue. A little later on, we're going to go on a journey, and we're going to go somewhere. Let's see. Anybody know what this flag is? Ooh, there's this flag. Oh, lots of people know. Let's see. Let's pick someone different tonight. Oh, let me see. Let's see. There's a man there, yet in a grey suit. Yet, Brazil. That's Brazil. That's right. Faraway country. All right, Brazil. And I hear some people saying sometime we're not Brazil. We're Northern Ireland, isn't that right? So we're Northern Ireland, but we're going to go on a journey this evening for a few minutes, and we're going to look at a little bit of life in Brazil, but we're going to look at one man and what God was able to use with one man as he went to Brazil. Well, boys and girls, I'm just going to pray first, and we'll do a little prayer drill. Who can do the prayer drill? Is there someone else who wants to come up and help me tonight? Oh, let's see. Well, there's Sophie down there. Yeah, you come up, and there's a girl in front of you. Yeah, you come up too. Yeah, come on up, and you do the prayer drill, because I know you've done this before. Now, I have a couple of things while they're coming up, a couple of things in this bag, and I need to give them out tonight because our story, well, there's somebody gets a medal in it, so I have to remember and get that medal out to somebody, okay? All right, girls, do you know how to do this? Right? So you face everybody there, and let's see how we can do this after two, all right? And let's do a wee prayer drill. Ready, steady, P-R-A-Y. Let's all pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the meeting tonight. We thank you for every mum, every dad, every parent, every person that's in the gathering tonight. Lord, all the boys and girls, thank you for them. And we thank you for them taking part. And we just thank you for all that they've done and do and continue to do. And we just pray you'll bless this meeting tonight. And that, Lord, this will be a night, Lord, when some person that's even in the gathering tonight will look back and say, that's the night where I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, or where God called me to go and to serve him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, girls. Girls, just like Andy Heat. Yeah. I've never heard a girl that doesn't like Andy Heat. I've no chocolate, I'm sorry. I know that's a girl's best friend, but anyhow. Okay, so we're going to start tonight. Our story begins, boys and girls, 75 years ago, and it begins in Belfast. Now, give me a wee second because I have to get this working here. I don't think this thing's been on. So let me see if it goes on. Now, give me a wee second. It'll take a wee minute coming up. It's a bit like myself in the morning trying to get out of bed. It just takes a wee minute or two. Okay. It will come. So's Christmas. All right. Give that a wee second. I think this one here will come on. If it doesn't, if someone else can get it going for me that knows how to get that one going. Okay. We'll get it going. Get a few pictures, because I want to put a few pictures up on screen. And again, as I think tonight, two very special things happened in this past year, and I'm going to refer back to them. One of them is what I'm going to just show you in a little second up on screen, and the other one, well, you'll just have to wait to the end and find out what that medal is all about. There we go. It's working now. So, boys and girls, I want you to listen really carefully, and as you look up on screen, I want you to listen, because you're going to hear perhaps even what was happening in Belfast City 75 years ago. Okay? Now, as our story commences, I want you to listen very, very carefully, okay? Who's got their arms folded? All right, you're listening. That's good. Moms and Dad, are you listening? That's good. Okay. What? Listen. Not Mr. Elliot snoring. No. Shh, shh. Listen. Put your hand up and tell me, what was that? What was that? Right, there's a girl there. What do you think? A war siren. You're exactly right. Come on up. Because 75 years ago, there was something that was happening. World War II was at its height. And the Belfast Blitz had happened. In fact, as we think about the Belfast Blitz, we think about how many people were put out of their homes? How many people lost their homes? In fact, they tell us there was 100,000 people that were made homeless just over the period of a few nights in the city of Belfast. Well, when this was all happening, boys and girls, I want us to think tonight about one boy. Because at this time, he was exactly 4 years of age. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. I'm going to see if I get them right. Do you think, boys and girls, the parents and the older people will get them right? No. Do that if you think of that, or do that. Older people, do you think you'll be able to remember all these? Will you? I know when you get to my age, it's harder to remember, isn't that right? All right. Spare a thought for the Reverend Abernethy. Right. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off with this wee boy. He's 4 years of age. And boys and girls, when the Germans were trying to destroy Belfast during the war, well, he was taken away by his mum. And he lived with his brothers up in a place outside the city. You picture Belfast with all the people living there. They were trying to destroy the shipyard. And there was shorts in Belfast that made the planes. And they were trying to destroy all that. But he was away up in Ballycan, and he was evacuated. Who's heard of an evacuees? Yeah, lots of children ended up going outside the city. And he was living in Ballycan, outside the city, in a schoolhouse. Who would love to live with your school teachers? Wouldn't that be brilliant? Dear, help the school teachers. Well, there was one school teacher that actually lived in that big house as well, along with Bill, his brothers, and his mum. At this time, his dad was conscripted, he was a volunteer. He ended up going away to the Navy, and he was there out in the Atlantic, patrolling the Atlantic. And there, his dad, he joined the war effort. Eventually, his dad came home. He survived the war. In fact, his dad was given a very, very special medal by the king at the time for his services to his country, because when his ship was sinking, he kept firing the guns to try and take the enemy planes out, and the ship eventually went down and he was rescued and he was decorated by the king at the time. Boys and girls, what happened next? Well, Bill's dad came home. They moved away from Ballygown after the war and they moved back into the city again, and life went on for Bill and his whole family. Well, if you take a look up on screen, what's he doing here? Who can put your hand up quickly? What was he doing? There's a boy there. What do you think? Marching. He's marching, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, he was marching. You know a bit about that. But what was it? Because someone told me a little bit earlier, I heard them speaking up here and they mentioned it. Anna? It is, yes. But what do you think, or where are they at, do you think? He's at his boys' brigade. Tom, you don't like sweets, so you don't. All right, catch that one. Okay. And there at the boys' brigade, Bill said this. Now, let me read out what Bill said. Bill would love the football. I know boys would love the football. He loved doing all the games. He loved all the activities. But he enjoyed and he learned the Bible. And there as he learned the Bible, he had a Christian BP officer. And the officer would take Bill and some of the other lads, bring them to church. And it was there, Bill said, at BP, I first came to really understand the gospel through faithful BB officers. Boys and girls, you have got teachers and you have got leaders here tonight, and they give of their time to spend time with you and to share with you God's wonderful love and his message of salvation. Well, life would go on for Bill. He was going into his teenage years. He was getting a little older, and he began attending Ravenhill Evangelical Church as a teenager. He began going along there. He wanted to know more about what this Bible was all about. He wanted to know more about what it meant to be a Christian. And there one night, boys and girls, he heard a young man preaching, a young man called Dr. Paisley, and he was preaching that night, and he told the people that were there how they needed a Savior, and how that everyone was born a sinner, and that they needed a Savior. And you know, that night, Bill began to think about the words that were spoken, and that night, boys and girls, you can see up there the date. I want you all to say the date after two. One, two, July the 20th, 1952. As a 15-year-old boy, as a teenager, maybe there's a teenager in here tonight, maybe there's a young person in here tonight, maybe around that age, maybe there's an older person here tonight. And you know, you've heard the message of the gospel, just like Bill had the opportunity to hear it. Maybe tonight finds you out of Christ. You've never accepted God's greatest gift of salvation in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. But you know, the good news is the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you know, that night, boys and girls, Bill, he admitted that he was a sinner. He asked the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive his sin, to come into his life. And you know, boys and girls, what else he did? He believed that Jesus Christ was the very Son of God, and it was the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that could cleanse him from all sin. What Jesus had done on the cross, he had taken the punishment of the sin that Bill deserved and that you and I deserved, and he had taken it, and there the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse and still cleanses from all sin. And then Bill would go on, and it tells us in the Bible, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us. And you know, Bill, he confessed, or he told others, boys and girls, about this wonderful news, what had happened to him, how he had put his faith and his trust in Jesus Christ. Now he wanted to live it out. He would read the Bible. He would take time in the mornings there to have a quiet time with God. He wanted to hear what God was saying to him as a teenager, as a young man. And he would have regular quiet times. That's important, boys and girls. You know, it's important that we hear from God. And how do we hear from God? Well, we hear it through the Bible. But we need to read it. Isn't that right? We need to read it. And then, boys and girls, as he got a little older, he began to think about life. He was enjoying his life. He was going along. He was getting involved in his church at this time. And he wanted to know, God, what do you really want me to do with my life? You know, boys and girls, Bill, one day he heard some bad news. He heard bad news. You see, there was a couple of people who had went out as missionaries to the country of Brazil, thank you. And they were on their way to Brazil, and they were called Fred and Ina Orr. Boys and girls, they set off. People come out in Belfast from their church. They were from a wee church on the Castlereagh Road in Belfast, a little Baptist church. And there they had heard the call of God to go and to serve the Lord. And they were going to Brazil. But boys and girls, bad news came back to Bill and his friends who knew them. News came back that Ina had taken ill on the boat, because they would go for weeks and weeks on the boat. And then they would go 1,700 miles up the Amazon River, and she had taken unwell. And there, Fred, her husband, buried her. She had died, sadly. And Fred, the boat pulled in, and he buried his beloved wife. And news came back, and that affected Bill and other young people, and they began to think, who's going to do that work now? And he was reminded of this verse, I sought for a man amongst them that should stand in the gap before me for the land. And Bill began to read more and more about God's word, and this verse came back to him, and he asked God, God, if you want me to go, I'm willing to go. And that's exactly what Bill done. But Bill had things to do. He had to prepare. He couldn't just go. He had to make preparation. And so, boys and girls, take a wee look up on the screen. You'll see up there that Bill, well, what was he going to do with his life? Was he going to be a joiner? Was he going to be a bus driver? Was he going to go to university? What was he going to do with his life? Would he be a teacher? Would he be a doctor? Or would he go off to Bible college? He just didn't know. So what do you think that he did? What do you think he done, boys and girls? What do you think? Shout it out.
Bible college.
Yeah, what did he do before that? How did he find out that that was really what God was calling him to do? He did something, not just reading the Bible, it was something else. Shout it out after two, see if you got it right. Go, one, two. Yeah, you got it right. Having enough sweets for you all. But anyhow, he prayed. That's right. He prayed and he asked God to show him exactly what he wanted to do. And he felt that as he read the word of God, as he prayed, that God was leading him in a particular direction to go off to Bible college. Boys and girls, he did that. In fact, he got to Bible college. Wait a year. See, when he was at school, he was a wee bit like Tommy there. All right. He maybe didn't try the hardest. Okay. Did you try, Tommy? Maybe you did. Maybe it was a wee bit like me, and I never tried too hard. Boys and girls, it's important when you're at school, try your best. Do the very best you can. This boy in our house doesn't like doing that, but do it because it will help you later in life. Bill, he finally got into Bible college, boys and girls. He got there, and you know what? You know what? He took on well. He took sick. And every week he seemed to get sick, and then he would be better again, and then he would be sick, and oh, what's he going to do? And he couldn't concentrate on the studies, and he was falling behind. And you know what one of the teachers said to him? Wait a year. Bill, you would be better going back home to Belfast. You see, the Bible College was over in Scotland, and the teacher said, you'd be better going back, Bill. You're sick all the time, and you know, you might be better going back to Belfast and see how this all works out. But you know, Bill knew that God had called him. God had called him to go to Bible college. And if God calls you to do something, well, he will see you through it and he will help you with it. You know, there's maybe someone in here and God's called you to do something and you're here tonight and you feel like giving up. You feel like, has God really called me? Well, as you read the Bible, God will show you, God will direct you, and God will help you to stick at it and to keep going. Eventually, boys and girls, he got out of Bible college. Shouldn't say got out. It might sound like he escaped. But he finished Bible college. He got it done. He passed his exams. And now, boys and girls, he would write a letter, okay? And he would send that off to a missionary organization called Acre Gospel Mission. There, boys and girls, the mission said to him, Bill, yes, we would like to take you, but you need to wait another year. Another year? Done 2 years at Bible college and wait another year? Whoa. What was he going to do now? Well, you know what he did, boys and girls? He got involved in his church in Belfast. The church is now called the Martyrs Memorial Church in Belfast. And he got involved there, and he got involved in doing outreach and the youth fellowship and all sorts of things. And there's a little lesson for us. If we're waiting on God to do something, we'll then get involved. Don't sit back and wait and to see what's going to happen. Get involved, and then as God calls, he will direct you where he wants you to go, boys and girls and young people. Look, Bill, eventually, boys and girls, that year was up. It went very fast, just like all of our lives. And then he would get on this ship. What do you think you called this ship? Belfast kids love this. I always catch them out. Let's see if you're any sharper than some. Go. Titanic? Is it Titanic? He didn't go on that one, okay, so it didn't go down. Right. Yes, okay, the SS Hubert, okay, yes, exactly right. And there, boys and girls, there would be people from Belfast. You know, they do this at a meeting in Belfast. It's called the Easter Convention. And they do this here, and they say, till we meet again. And you know why they do it? Well, the hankies are actually white, but let's pretend. And I'm cleaner. And boys and girls, look, they do that because they're remembering the days when it used to be missionaries would go off to countries like Brazil, thank you. And they would wave them off in the boat. There was no aeroplanes. And eventually, Bill, he was waved off. He got onto the boat and he set sail for Brazil. He was off on a journey. Boys and girls, that journey, well, it would take him to Brazil. Then when he got to Brazil safely, he would come to a great river called the River Amazon. And there in the River Amazon, he was going to have to get on another boat. And this time, boys and girls, it could be choppy. Sometimes when you're on a little boat like this, and eventually he would go 1,000 miles up the river, through the jungles, and eventually he would come to the place where he was going to work for God. Boys and girls, that way boat, sometimes he was in a wee canoe, and the wee canoe would be going along, and it would go from side to side. Let's see, can you do that? See if you can keep up with me. You ready? Right, this way, go this way, and I'll go that way, I'll go that way. Can you keep up? That way. That way, and it'll go faster and faster. Sometimes he would see crocodiles. Sometimes he had to get out of the boat, and sometimes he fell in. Did he survive? Yeah, the story's not over yet. He did survive. And he survived. And boys and girls, look, there's the country of Brazil. Now he found when he got there, there was no tarmac roads. There wasn't houses like we have. It was a different country. It was a different culture. It was a different language. What's the language? Anybody know? A language, that's a tricky one. Right. Let's see. Go. Portuguese. That's it after two. One, two. Portuguese, yes. And he had to learn the language. That was taking time as well. Boys and girls, I'll come to this bag here because something happened one day. Look, what's that? A tin. Well, it's a plate. Okay. Let's pretend. Okay. And what's this? Yes. It's not plastic. Right. And you see this fish here? Look, this fish on a plate, right? Because there's a little boy came one day, and he came to Bill, and he was all excited down the dusty road. He came to Bill's wee house that he lived in. And Bill was telling us that, see, when he lived in the house, sometimes at night, there was no ceiling in it. And he would wake up in the morning, or at night time, and he would hear this scratching, and going across the top of the bed. Guess what it was? A big rat. Squeak, squeak. But this day, the boy came to the house, and he said, Bill, my mom and dad want to give you this. Oh, Bill looked at it. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that lovely fish. Would you like that, would you? Would you like that, would you? Look. And this one was dead. It was cooked. And I know, look. You see Tessie down there? Look at him. He loves a fish supper. And boys and girls, look. You see this here? It was a real one. It was caught in the river. And they brought it up. And Bill looked at the fish. The boy brought it up to him. Here. Who's going to come up? Somebody come up, quick. I'll give it to you. Right, Tom, come on up, quick. And he would give the fish over to it's not Tom. The wee lad, right, I'm the wee lad, all right. I'm giving it over to Bill. And he goes, you give it to me, right. And I'm Bill the missionary, let's pretend. Okay, so you give it over to me. And I go, what? Here, you take that. Sit down. Right. What happened, boys and girls? What was it? Happened? What? It was so hot, boys and girls. Bill had to take it, and he had to set it down. It was roasting. Boys and girls, take a look up on screen, because Bill realized that something wrong. How could that wee boy hold that? I can't even hold it. And he realized, boys and girls, that little boy, well, if you look there, you'll see that little boy. There's an ordinary hand, a hand like yours and mine. But that little boy, boys and girls, look, that little boy's hand had a terrible disease called leprosy. Boys and girls, Bill thought, what can I do? How can I help this person? Bill had come out. He wasn't a doctor. He was just an ordinary person that had went to Bible college for a couple of years, and God had called him to go to this village and to go to this town and away out in the Amazon forest, rainforest in Brazil. And then one other day, boys and girls, another thing happened, because, boys and girls, another boy, he met him, and he was an older man, and the man was lying in a hammock, and boys and girls, wait to hear what happened. You ready? He had got bitten by a great big snake. And the snake had bitten him. It was poisonous. And the man was in the hammock, and he was crying out, oh, help me. And he saw Bill, and he says, please do something. Help me. And Bill thought, what can I do? But Bill gave him. He said this. He gave him like a headache tablet. Yeah. You know the one you take when you're your husband's. I know you get your sore head. And he gave him one of them. And he took it. And boys and girls, it helped him a little bit, but it didn't help him very much. And Bill thought, what can I do? And boys and girls, the story's not over, because he asked the Lord again, and he prayed. And he says, Lord, what now? How am I going to help these people? I want to bring to them a message that can change their lives. The gospel. Gospel is the power of God unto salvation, the Bible tells us. But here was a man, he was lying unwell. How can I help him? How can I help him? How can I help so many, many people that had got the terrible disease of leprosy? And boys and girls, he eventually went back to school. Who loves their school? Put your hand up. Older people, no matter what age you are, put your hand up if you'd love to go back to school. at least you're telling the truth. And boys and girls, seven years he spent back at school. He went to the city of Manaus. He had to move again. He would go to school. Then he would go back. He would eventually, he would go back to Belfast. Then for 7 years he would study medicine, and he would specialize then in leprosy, how he could help the people, how he could help them. Then he would go along to India and find out how they were treating leprosy patients over there. He would work in a hospital. He would come to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, do a little bit of time there as well. And then, boys and girls, he finally came the day when he graduated, and he became Dr. Bill Woods. Did Bill just live to be a doctor? No. He didn't. But he lived to make a difference in people's lives and to bring glory to God. And boys and girls, here's what he did. There was people as well that supported him. You see, God has his people everywhere, and they were supporting him when he was out in Brazil. They would send him money to buy equipment. And take a wee look up on the screen. When he was away down the Amazon River, he would go by boat. Then sometimes he would go by a little track. Then other times he would have to walk across on logs, right along the top, over a big river. Hopefully he wouldn't fall off. He would get to the other side, and he would travel for 3 days and find one man in a little hut in the forest, and he would treat him for leprosy, and he would help him and help to make him better. And this equipment up here was equipment that was sent by people from Belfast and maybe even Portadown that supported him. Boys and girls, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people were treated. They were helped to be made better. But every time Bill helped someone, he would tell them about news that could not only help their body, but more importantly, could change their whole lives and make their soul ready for eternity. And boys and girls, there was men and women, and they couldn't get over this man. Why would this man come from a wealthy place like Belfast? Why would he come out to a little hut in the middle of the Amazon rainforest to try and help someone? So they would listen to Bill as he told about the Word of God and how God could save them. There's this one girl, and we're going to finish with this. What do you see? You see this lady here? Boys and girls, she came and she couldn't, what? She couldn't see. And boys and girls, she came and Bill treated her. He operated on her eyes. He put bandage right around her head, told her to go away and come back in a few weeks' time. She came back to the little clinic, where he visited her again. He took the bandage off, and she could see. Wow. She said to Bill, "Bill, you're an angel. You must be an angel. I can see." But boys and girls, there's something even more important than being able to see physically. It was able to see spiritually. What do I mean? Well, it's most important not only to be able to see, that is important, and that's a gift, but boys and girls, Bill was a missionary first and foremost because he wanted to tell men and women that they didn't have to worship little stone statues in the ground. They didn't have to just try and do good works to work their way to heaven, but there's a God in heaven that loves them, that loved them so much he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on a cross for sinners like them, and all they have to do is receive that greatest of gift, just as Bill did as a 15-year-old boy. You know, maybe you're in a meeting tonight here, and maybe, you know, you've come along just to hear the children, or you've come along for another reason, and that's all good. That's brilliant. It's great to see you. But maybe tonight, you know, God is speaking to you. Maybe a young person tonight, maybe an older person, and maybe you're not saved, and you're out of Christ, and you're in the sea, and the stormy seas of life, as it were, and it's almost your little boat is going down. You know, God wants to rescue you, and he's brought you here tonight to hear the message of his salvation, how that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I wonder if that's you tonight. Will you say, "Lord, please forgive me of my sin. Please come into my life." You can do it right there where you're sitting. You don't have to be in a church to come to Christ. God can speak to you anywhere. But you know, I would encourage you tonight to remember that now is the accepted time. You see, we don't know what a day may bring forth. We don't know if we have another day. Boys and girls, this is the last slide I'm going to put up. You ready? Watch for it. Because Bill, after being there for 55 years in the Amazon rainforest, helping people, living on a little riverboat for weeks at a time sometimes, going back to his house, sometimes he was unwell. He had a whole team with him. It wasn't just about Bill. There was a whole team of workers now with Bill. And boys and girls, Bill got a letter one day. We all love getting a letter. And he got a letter and it said to him, "I want you to come to my house because I want to give you something. And my house is a big house. It's in London." Who sent the letter? Who do you think sent the letter? Let me see. Who was it? What do you think? Who do you think? The Queen. What's your name? Emma, come on up quickly. Quickly. Because Emma, you know what happened? You see, Bill, he was going to be rewarded for some of the things that he had done for helping the people in Brazil. And they wanted to, the Queen, she wanted to award him. So he came along. There was lots of people there. And he was going to get a medal. It was called an OBE. And there Bill would put his head down. You put your head down a wee bit. Oh, that's great. Oh, there you are. He would get the medal, and he would thank the Queen, and then he would walk away. Do you want to keep that medal? No! I like it! Well, here. Would you like that instead? Right. Well, you give that medal to someone else down there that you think would like it. Okay. Look, there's hundreds of them. Oh, there's that man there got it. Well done. Here, look at the screen. You see? He heard that, well done. That well done. Boys and girls, Bill Woods didn't hear, didn't live his life for a medal. He didn't live his life for a well done. But you know, if you were to ask Bill today, boys and girls, look up on screen. This is Bill Woods, 79 years of age, just back a few weeks ago from the Amazon rainforest serving God. If you ask Bill today, did you do it for the medal, Bill? Did you do it for the awards that you got from the Brazilian government? Did you do it for to get your photograph up on some of the government buildings in Brazil? He would say no. You know what Bill's living for? He wants to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. He wants to hear, not from the Queen, as much as he appreciated that. He wants to hear from God himself, because he loves the Lord with all his heart. As a 15-year-old boy, he trusted him. You know, tonight, I have a little picture up here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give this here. Yes, I'm going to give this here to the church. Uh-huh. Look, it's not my picture. Look, here's what it says. Boys and girls, could you help me read this out? Because there's maybe a young person in here tonight. Maybe God's been speaking to them. Maybe this will help you on your journey. Can you help me after two? One, two. God does not call us to do the job we are fit to do. He fits us for the job we are called to do. Young person, saved for a long time, maybe just for a short time. God's calling you maybe tonight to serve him, to go and give your all to Jesus Christ, just like Mary did this morning. I wonder tonight, would you be the next Bill Woods? 79 years of age. You know what he's doing? He's planning to go back again. He surrendered his all to Jesus Christ. That's what we need in this country again. That's what this church needs. We need young people to go and give their all to Jesus Christ. I wonder, will you do that tonight? Will you say, Lord, here am I. I want to go. I want to stand in the gap for you. I want to tell my friends in school of Jesus, the mighty to save. Boys and girls, Bill, I was looking at a little video today, and he tells us in that little video, it's on YouTube, you can look it up yourself, and it tells us that in that particular area of Acre State in Brazil, that there's still many, many people. In fact, he knows of at least three tribes of Indians where they have never even had contact with the outside world. They've never heard of Jesus, the mighty to save. Young person, will you go? Dear friend, tonight that's unsaved, will you trust the Lord tonight? Will you put your faith and trust in him? He's a wonderful Savior, and he loves you tonight, and he wants you to trust him. I trust that you will do that, and this will be a red letter day in your calendar for the glory of the Lord. We talked tonight about Bill, but it wasn't about Bill. It was about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what Bill would want me to say tonight. May God bless you, and thank you.